integrative health info. At its best, it's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science with Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
All right, so more energy, we got more production. More production, you got a better life, right? Well, not according to the FDA, who are now linking deaths. Yes, not just morbidity, but mortality deaths directly to various energy drinks. We're talking about, yes. I'm gonna bust myself right now. And I know I'm gonna get a bunch of hate mail, and I'm sorry. Please be kind to me, but every so often, I have to tell you, because it's the carbonation, the taste, the coolness of it, that I just, there are times where I will take a couple sips of one of these in the moment refreshing products. And I do think, though, this is nothing that I want to tout as a good thing. This is a thing where you should do what Dr. Holly says, not what Dr. Holly does. And quite honestly, I'm human, so I get to be in conflict with some of my choices. It's the only way that I grow. The only way that sometimes my patience grows is
Holly, we still love you. Nothing but love here.
Yeah, you wait till you can come over and manage my email box as soon as people hear this. But listen, here's what we're talking about. We're talking about Monster and Red Bull and Rockstar. And boy, even worse,
when
this stuff was, yeah, 5 hours. Yeah, so talk to me about this, Dr. Weiss. You know, what is going on?
All right, I got a big picture for you on this, Holly. What part of what's happened here is with schools now really moving to an anti-drug movement and an anti-alcohol movement, and mothers, you know, a lot of what's happened is that and it really started a lot with the teenagers, is the caffeine movement was really created. And where we used to start with a relatively weak cup of coffee, we then moved into other stimulants, the pharmaceutical ones and things like that, and sort of caffeine became the acceptable sort of toxin, the acceptable buzz. Caffeine, just the listeners, is herbally, caffeine is not a energy thing. It is not. It is more of a euphoric. And caffeine will give a little bit of a buzz. It definitely does for me. I can barely do caffeine, and when I do, I get this little light buzz, and then I just sort of crash and burn. I can't handle caffeine, so I'm pretty lucky that way, so I've never had a need for it. But look, I'm not going to say to you that they should be banned, and I'm a cardiologist. What I'm saying is that most people who are going to do a lot of caffeine they're going to develop an intolerance to caffeine. That's just the way it works. You deplete the neurotransmitters that help you with this euphoria and energy, and then you start to have bad reactions from these things, or your phase 2 liver or whatever. Some people are okay with caffeine. Look, this is a whole different world, because it used to be coffee. Now it's like high sugar and all these other things plus caffeine in there. It's a different ballgame, but, you know, I don't think this category needs to go away. Look, 5-Hour Energy, Holly, 13 people have died, 33 hospitalizations. Now 5-Hour Energy is going to say, this is in millions of people here. What I'm going to say is there was 13 people who were not their own primary care provider, Holly. That's a Hollyism, provider. Look, everybody in the world knows how caffeine affects them. Now, the only thing that I would step in and say is, as a cardiologist, is I would say that these pre-workout caffeine drinks should stop. That really concerns me. I think that's to the point of danger. But other than that, I think you need to know yourself as an individual.
Well, I think it's all about personal empowerment and people, and being able to really encourage people to actually do this. But you're talking about, let's say, recently the FDA revealed that its investigation, 5 deaths, okay? You were talking about 5-Hour Energy, 5 deaths linked to Monster Energy, which is another energy product. And it came on the heels of a government report of a 10-fold increase in people who need emergency medical care after guzzling energy products. Just think about it. Caffeine, think about speed, think about your increasing epinephrine, norepinephrine. It is a very, very, very deep and drastic alarm reaction to your body. And I think you're right. It's all about, you need to know yourself. There's personal accountability with all sorts of substances, with alcohol, with caffeine, okay. with food. You know, I think, you know, we go to the case in New York where the mayor was trying to ban the serving size of sodas. And I think that, you know, anything to draw awareness to soda intake as far as, you know, whether it's sugar-free or not sugar-free is great. But at the end of the day, I mean, shoot, you could get 17, 16-ounce servings of...
Right.
You know, it's not going to stop anybody from doing what they need to do or want to do. It's all about... Power to the people, getting the, as you said, making sure that they're empowered enough to understand that they've got choices and to really be accountable for their choices. Mm-hmm. And I think you got a great point when we're talking about this stuff, but you're right. They need to come with warnings. We need to be servants of the warning, sort of red flag that these products can be extremely dangerous and even deadly.
Well, and there's other ingredients that they'll put in there that sort of amp you up. The one, I forgot the name of it, but there's other ingredients, and there's one that's close to being banned now that's in a lot of sports drinks that they're going back and forth. So it's also not just the caffeine that we need to pick on. But understand that a cup of coffee might have 100 milligrams of caffeine. Some of these sports drinks are getting to the 200-300 milligram range. We don't know what this is. So, you know, one of the things that as a consumer you need to understand is this is not replacing coffee. So, like, you'll say, hey, look, coffee is just coffee with sugar and cream or whatever. This is going to have B vitamins, and it's going to have taurine, and I'm going to get my caffeine. So isn't that better? And there's an argument there. But it's not going to be better if it's just a ton of milligrams of caffeine in it. And you've got to know the individual. With these things, I'll tell you, the ingredients change so rapidly, Holly, in these sports drinks, that I can't keep up with them sometimes. People will go, what's this on this label? And I'll be like, I don't know. What does the company say? And I said, well, I never thought to ask them. I said, I would ask them if before you're taking it into your body. But also understand the type of workout you're going to do this. If you are going to be sweating a lot, a hot yoga, or you're running outside in that, you have to avoid a lot of this caffeine in these products because your electrolytes, caffeine can alter those electrolytes, and that's where you're going to get into big problems. Holly, you know what else I see coming? I see insurance companies not covering injuries, heart attacks, strokes, whatever, related to these sports drinks, and I see that coming in the next 6 months.
Oh, sure, absolutely. I would not disagree with you, not at all.
No. Well, what do you think about the pre-workout drink? Do you think that that's fair to criticize?
Absolutely. I think it's fair to criticize, and I think it's fair to really offer a very staunch warning about the pre-workout drink. Because after all, listen, and once again, I've got my faults, I've got my flaws, I've got my growing points. I do. But I'm an athlete, all right? I'm an athlete, and as many of you all know, I've completely taken and drank the CrossFit Kool-Aid, and involved right now in the CrossFit Open. So it's the International Reebok CrossFit Open. So I'm basically competing against everybody in the world, which is so fun and so cool. And it's a huge community. But these workouts are intense. But at the end of the day, my best performance is going to be when I am 100% Holly. I'm not 100% jacked up on anything. Not a pre-workout, not a post-workout. Your body has the ability to be your best friend. We just need to get there and remove any obstacles to that process. That's our linchpin of our medicine anyway.
And we need to understand that caffeine is not real energy. It is borrowing energy from the adrenals. That's why caffeine will eventually stop working because you're all out. You've borrowed too much, and that's what happened with
me. It's a loan shark.
Too much caffeine. It is a loan shark, exactly, and it pays back there. Now, I can throw out a couple things. One is you need to look at, so as far as if you were looking to back off these drinks, number one, straight protein. Number two, look at supporting your adrenal glands. And number three is there's a couple natural alternatives to these power drinks. Gaia Herbs has these little shots that are out there that you'll see in the health food store. Look at those, but please consider avoiding those pre-workout caffeine drinks and be careful if you know.
Hey, join us at RadioMD.com. It's your health and it ain't rocket science. You can see us blogging all this information and we'll be live Wednesday, 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern.